It's 63 degrees, and we've got cloudy skies over Nashville right now. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee has the most segregated schools in the South, according to a new study. WPLN's Camelia Burris reports on what researchers say can be done to fix the racial divide.
Researchers from Stanford and UCLA found that Tennessee public schools rank number 6 in the nation for racial segregation. New York State is number 1. The report uses data from the 2023-24 school year. The Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, officially outlawed racial segregation in schools in 1954. However, schools have become increasingly more racially divided in the last 3 decades, especially in big cities and large school districts. Education advocates say one of the fixes to this issue is giving more money to schools. If schools are properly funded, there will be less resistance to integration. Other suggestions include rethinking school district lines, fostering positive student experiences in integration efforts, and focusing on educator diversity. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
The fatal shooting of a 12-year-old boy in Nashville has led to an arrest. Police say Demarion Moore had died after a fight broke out Sunday night near War Memorial Plaza. They say video shows 24-year-old Devin Orr pulling out a handgun and firing as people ran away. Orr has been arrested, and the gun was retrieved from a sewer. Do local governments in Tennessee have too much power when it comes to approving or blocking proposed landfills? Some state lawmakers think so and might try to change that. The Tennessee Lookout reports members of the state's Solid Waste Task Force hinted at possible tweaks at a recent meeting. For decades, cities and counties and regional waste boards have had the power to block landfill projects, which has led to fights in court. Industry operators say they prefer fewer layers of local approval or a more regionalized approach. Such an effort by lawmakers would follow a failed proposal earlier this year to limit local zoning pushbacks against developers or industry. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And after all that rain yesterday, we do have mostly sunny skies in the forecast for Middle Tennessee today. Expect that high to be in the low 80s.